The Sentai Review, episode 124, Zio Review 3. All right, here we are. We're back.
Oh, boy. We took a long time on the first disc.
Yes, the first disc. Holy shit, man. But it is time to talk about the Rangers, Power Rangers Zio, part three of this review.
It's kind of volume two, part two, but then again, we'll just make this
This is the third part of our review. Yeah, because the first part of our review
was the first 25
the entire,
episodes.
Yeah.
And this one will cover the back half, which is technically 26 through 50. But in this case, we're starting from 30 to 50 because we had a lot to say. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone. All right, here we go. We are continuing where we left off. We are on...
Rockabye?
Rockabye Power Rangers.
Now, this episode
The Power Rangers are worn out from battling so often. They're tired.
And they have personal lives. School, homework, chores, community service, because that's what all teenagers did in the 90s. Community service.
Dirt bike racing, four-wheeling, fucking surfing.
Training martial arts.
Training martial arts.
Fighting cogs, too.
And saving the world.
Saving the world.
So, of course... As a even augmented, your body needs the rest. So the Rangers are all of them are exhausted.
Yes.
So what does King Mondo think of? Let's put the Rangers to sleep to take over the... This is why you're losing, first off. This is why you're losing.
Unless it's the whole Sleeping Beauty thing where you're supposed to be asleep for years.
Yes, but the Rangers don't... fall asleep in this episode. No matter how... They even amplified this monster's fucking abilities.
Wait. Adam falls asleep, but that's without the monster.
Adam fell asleep before the monster showed up. His ass was sleeping. But this monster right here sucks. And I'm going to tell you why this... The episode wasn't awful. The monster sucks because even amplified, it came back for a second. They destroyed it. It comes back in an upgraded version, and they fucking plug it in.
But the upgraded version did more damage to the Gold Ranger this time, though.
Yeah, when the first one tried to do anything to the Gold Ranger, he, like, basically shrugged it off.
Well, you also gotta remember that they said that they want to put humans to sleep.
Yeah.
The Gold Ranger's not a human. He's from a different planet.
That's true now. That's true now.
At this time,
I really don't think that... I think the production staff... I really think that there was a lot going on during this world. There was a lot of battle as between who they were hiring and what they were doing. But they were already in production of the episodes, and that's why there's a lot of weirdness with the Gold Ranger. The only reason they said, hey, let's pretend like he's all these different people is because they didn't know what to do. I'm positive they didn't. That's why they even gave you the possibility that it could be Skull. Which is ridiculous, but they wanted to offer up as many possibilities as they could. That way, if something happened, they had to go with somebody that was already in the show, they had options.
They thought it was David. They thought it was Billy. Billy was the one they were sticking with till the very end.
I think Billy's doing something else.
Yep, but this episode, the monster gets plugged. Okay,
they never explain exactly what he's doing, but I think there's...
Yeah, they never did.
I have a theory as to what he's doing.
So basically, just so that... Because we don't want to have another super long episode of one disc.
Another theory
Just to put it out there, the reason Billy keeps disappearing and then leaves completely...
Mm-hmm. I know a few episodes he said he's working on some of the Zords.
He's working on something, and he said that he will... when it's ready, he'll let him know.
But he never unveiled it.
Because he got old.
Right. And he left.
I wonder what it was then.
I know exactly what it was. Okay. There's only one thing that makes sense.
All right. Well, when we get there, you'll let me draw.
I think that he's already determined, because he understands the powers better than anybody. Mm-hmm. I think he's already determined...
A backup source?
...that the Rangers cannot continually gain energy, that sooner or later it will destroy them.
because the Zeo is supposed to be infinite power.
Yes.
And always growing.
And it always learning, always it's like a smart AI in a way.
Until it gets to the Turbo learning. Movie.
Because there's something that's that's actually what I think Billy was doing.
What?
I think the entire time that Billy has been disappearing and saying, like, when they're like, we're having trouble, our fucking powers are cutting out, this and that, we just can't keep up.
Let me go try something, guys.
I think he was working on the turbo powers, but couldn't get them to fucking work. Because remember, one of the comments he also makes when they said, there's only five of us, and he says, there used to be six. I think he's been working on the turbo powers. And maybe not that he made all five of them. Maybe he was working on the turbo power for him. And he would have been his own different kind of ranger.
He was... Okay, listen, he gave his power coin to Tanya...
The Zeo.
Yeah, he gave the crystal.
He
yeah.
gave her his Zeo crystal to Tanya, but you know deep down that Billy was not... He did it for the good of the team.
Yes.
But he was upset by it. He loved being a Power Ranger.
And he understands the powers in a way that most other people don't.
He understands the powers better than fucking Zordon.
And what they ended up doing was in the movie they just said, oh, by the way, new powers. They never explained it. There's no explanation where the powers could have come from or who was making them. But Billy is consistently missing through half the series.
This later half? Starting from when the Gold Ranger appears?
Oh, and he lives in the command center. He mentions that mm-hmm. even before all this mystery shit was really going on where they were like, he's definitely the Gold Ranger. Even before that, he'd mentioned, I basically live in the command center. Well, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. Because you're working, you're trying to make a new ranger, and you know that years ago, Zordon and Alpha were able to make one work. Now, Billy might not even be bringing this up to Alpha and Zordon. He might be doing it by himself.
To be fair, he is, because Alpha and Zordon don't even know what he's doing.
Yeah, and he will often see that when the Rangers are in trouble, he's like, hold on, I'm going to try something. He could have been going into the back and working on whatever it is he was working on, but he can't get the damn thing to fuse, and he can't get the way... Because the way the Rangers morph is it's a technology that then plugs into some mystical energy. He can't get it to plug in. He can't get it to stabilize. So maybe he's back there shifting into turbo, but can't get it to fucking work.
Yep. And...
And that would explain where the powers come from in the movie.
But this episode... is Rangers defeat the monster because monster sucks and can't put him to sleep.
And that's really all we need to know about this garbage. Next episode, Do I Know You?
Yes.
Moving on.
Yep.
Next, Revelations of Gold.
Oh, yeah, this one.
This is the episode where they...
Pyramide is being
attacked by bounty hunters from a different quadrant of space, and it crash lands. First off, it goes into the park, and Tanya sees it.
Of
course, they're always together. Tanya and Adam see it, and they're like, Gold Ranger! And he's being shot at. Everybody in the park is seeing a gigantic pyramid being shot at.
Almost crash land into the planet.
Then it flies away, and it hits the fucking light speed button. Where it's not warp, it's light speed.
Yeah.
And it comes out in the quadrant of space where Aquitar is, gets shot down, falls into the water, making the tiniest splash.
Yeah, it is a very tiny splash. Yeah.
For
such
a giant...
structure.
That's the toy. I'm not dumb now. That is the toy they use to drop in the water. But, big pyramid, tiny splash.
Yes.
In fact... What's funny is, though, we'll get to it because it's the next episode. I'll bring it up. But, so, the Aquitar Rangers, two of them, the blue and white, the other ones didn't fucking, like, oh, what happened? I don't give a fuck.
Even ignoring them, this episode is exactly what I was talking about. They were battling, trying like hell to get somebody to sign contract. Now, I'm going to bring something up. At this point, when the Gold Ranger is introduced... What is the next episode we see David in?
The surfing one.
After
the Native American arc, we saw David in the surfing one.
And then what?
Nothing.
Why? Because they couldn't get him to sign a contract to be the Gold Ranger. And since he wouldn't be the Gold Ranger, they said, get the fuck out of here.
You want another cameo appearance?
I would love that.
No.
You were
fuck either
you.
Gold or none.
Gold or nothing. I don't give a fuck that your brother works here. Gold or nothing. And he said, I'm not being that fucking, I'm not going to fucking work fast food fucking wages and do the kind of job that you want me to do. Good, then leave, bitch.
Fine, I will.
I'll get somebody else.
Fine.
I'll get somebody that's fucking living in his fucking car.
Oh, yeah?
Because, yes, from what I understand, Jason Austin, the guy that played Jason, he fell on very rough times after the show. I heard that he could not get an acting gig. He was living and he was, like, sleeping on people's couches. It was supposedly
rough.
It
is good that he actually did. He's now a paramedic in real life.
Yes.
It actually is good that he had his life turned around. And after Ranger, after the first dispute with money, he comes back. He obviously gets paid.
Yes.
I'm wondering if they paid him a decent amount to get him to come back.
No, here's what I think happened. And I can't prove it because, of course, I can't talk to him. But here's what I think happened. He tried for more money. They said, go fuck yourself. He ended up living off somebody's couch in charity
and
tried everything he could and then finally swallowed his pride and called him back and said,
that wage will
I'm
be
just
fun.
Curious if there's any way I can get back in. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if he even took a pay cut.
Money is money.
Because money is money. And the realisticness of this world
some money?
Is that that motherfucker, no matter how famous he was,
got bills.
All those toys, all the shows, all the movie merchandises, all the lunch boxes, everything like that.
Yeah.
Those kids did not get even one fucking penny.
They didn't get no royalty checks?
They got nothing.
That's bullshit.
They got fucking nothing. They got nothing from the toys, nothing from the Zords, nothing from the voice cues, nothing from the weapons, nothing from the Happy Meals,
nothing. With these sets, I wonder if they might be getting some from that.
No.
No?
No. Saban owns all of it.
Okay.
By himself.
Until.
They got, because they've come forward now, where they've talked about this. They were paid the same wage as a drive-through McDonald's worker.
Yeah, they even interviewed David Yost.
Yeah.
And about why he left the show.
Well, everybody from the gay bash.
You gotta think about something like that. They made no money, were conned out of the royalties, were the biggest fucking thing on the planet. There is no way in hell, no way in hell, that if they got even a fucking, let's say they get a 1% royalty check for everything that was sold with their image, right now, they cannot, will not, ever need to work again. Yeah. It's impossible. They are still selling toys with Billy's face on it today.
They were talking about...
he cannot possibly be needing money
because,
ever.
Because of the new movie and how Billy was kind of popular in that movie, my girlfriend was telling me, I don't know if she read it or watched something, but they're saying that Jason David Frank's Tommy is not the most popular Ranger anymore. They're saying that Billy is the most popular Power Ranger.
Too soon, impossible.
We're not. After watching this movie, you can go back, and that David Yost's character could be popular now. He was popular back then. Billy was the smart guy. If it wasn't for Billy, the Power Rangers would have died.
Yes, but in terms of we know we live inside the fandom, and even no, love
Jason
or hate
David
him,
Frank is the most popular.
He is, and will be until somebody else can come along. That can capture the imagination of an entire league of children.
Austin was close. Austin had a lot of popularity.
Yes.
Austin was the most popular before Tommy showed up.
I would tell you that Austin is possibly still the second most popular Power Ranger to ever grace the show.
And now?
And here's the reason why. They were the first.
Mm-hmm.
That group, because a lot of people still prefer Zach over Adam. And not necessarily that Zach was better, because I would argue he's really not. And it's not even something against Zach.
I liked
Zach. It's not against Walter. But let us be honest here. When you break all of this down, he was the first.
I like Walter. I did like...
And the characters were better once they were given the chance to do actual story arcs. So we got to know Adam a lot more than we ever got to know Zach. What do we know about Zach? He dances. He's a little superficial. Hip hop Aikido?
He was the second best fighter until Tommy
was
showed up.
Was he really?
I actually, yes. Believe it or not, I believe that he was the second in command of the team.
He was, but I mean, yeah,
You can put it
because
in,
look,
you can
let's,
put Trini
storyline storyline wise. Trini was a lifestyle martial artist. She studied every
there
single
is
day.
A possibility.
Although I think Trini was the one who got less plot revealed.
She got less plot revealed, but her character was that she was a lifestyle martial artist.
She
and
might
even
have...
comes from a long line of handed down martial arts because her grandfather, father, mother, they were all introduced at one point or another, even if it was just in background conversation, as being my literal family for like generations is martial artists, and they pass it on. I don't practice martial arts. I live it. I do it every single day.
She could have been the second best fighter, third when Tommy showed up.
But what I'm getting at.
But here's the thing. What is nice that after, because the next episode we're going to talk about, that's when Jason comes back. But it's nice to see that he did bounce back, because after he got this job, you know, he's still involved. To this day, he's still involved with Power Rangers,
and he still gets no royalties at all.
He's a
They're about to sell the Golden Staff.
Wait.
The
dead
legacy.
Serious.
Legacy's
about to reveal that staff.
When do I buy it?
I buy it pretty soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, should be coming out
soon. It summons a pyramid. Ooh, I don't think you'd want it.
No. What happened to the Power Sword?
The Power Sword's already been on sale.
Can I get it?
It was exclusive to Toys R Us, and it sold out like a motherfucker.
Unless you tried to go on eBay.
That dude we know, James, he literally traveled out of state to pick one up.
I wonder if they have them now. I'll have to go to our Toys R Us tomorrow.
There's something I want to bring up with this episode. The triplets.
When they revealed the Gold Ranger, when they finally showed him outside of the suit, as a kid, I'm like,
he was
who are
some
you?
Guy.
Who are you? And then they told him that he's this dude from another place.
It's like, when I was watching this, I was like, is it actual triplets? Siamese triplets, more or less. Well, the only way I can... Identical triplets, whatever. It's like, am I seeing that right, or is they just
that's the thing I want
to
know.
Three people next to each other.
Well, to be fair, they can't fucking CGI slime, but they can.
I don't know if this was a theatrical effect where they just had him stand, and then had like body double guys or something, or what.
It can't be CGI because, to be fair, that looked good.
Yeah, it's,
and they can't make slime.
That's why I'm wondering if it's like identical twin triplets.
Could be.
You could easily check the credits, but I think it was one dude, and I think he had two body doubles.
You know what? I'm okay with it. It's fine.
But when this guy was revealed, the reason he was three guys,
Triforia,
was because they could not get any of those motherfuckers to take it. And the reason we know that, I don't give a fuck what the rumors say, David didn't come back. That is Tommy's motherfucking brother.
Well,
they don't even give him so much as a goodbye line in a background somewhere where they're like, oh, David went home. Nothing.
Nope.
They were just like, don't ever talk about that motherfucker again.
Damn, just because he didn't want to be I'm not the gold.
But I don't give a fuck.
You didn't even offer it to me.
That's right. I didn't, because you're already a ranger, Tommy. Don't bring your fucking brother back here.
That's bullshit.
Don't bring him back here. No, fuck that. Fuck him.
Fine, you know what? I'm only giving you half a turbo now.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I can't wait to get rid of your ass, too.
Good. I'll be back for Dino Thunder. I'll
fucking recast you like a motherfucker.
Shit. I am the face of Power Rangers.
Not anymore, you ain't.
Motherfucker. Oh, please.
Saban, bitch.
Oh, please. When I
get your chair.
I'm going to blow that fucking chair. Wait.
Damn it.
So anyway.
I got to find one with an actual actual chair.
So they reveal this dude. They're from Triforia. They're now that they're split up, they can't access the gold power. They have to pass it on.
Tommy's like, wait,
we have a guy. Wait. So they go back to the command center. They're like, Billy of Earth. First off, this ain't the Green Lantern Corps. He goes
Billy
to take the power.
Grab.
They come back to the command center, and he's like, what's going on? I can't be the ranger. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
When the command center exploded, I absorbed a bunch of hemo what's its hooba tuba loba juba dabas.
Yeah. Pseudoscience. It might be real, to be fair.
I have to pseudoscience.
And now I can't be a ranger. And they're like,
Oh, Tommy's like, wait a minute.
I know somebody else. I know a guy. And then that's when the episode ends.
And then everybody in the world that had been watching and keeping up with the show said, he's going to go get David. I'm serious.
And then?
If you'd have been keeping up with the show to this point, David was introduced. David knew the identities of the Rangers.
And Zordon and Alpha somehow.
David was already friends with everybody.
Yep.
Now, why not go get David?
So that's
because they couldn't finalize that contract.
And now we get to...
And why did Billy not get it? Because they knew they'd been having troubles with Billy.
Yep. On and set they, and by the pay.
Yep. And they knew that it was only...
It was probably a matter of time before Billy...
They knew what they were letting happen behind the scenes. Saban knew what the fuck was going on.
He knew
on
that
the set.
He knew that David was being harassed for being.
I'm not even referencing him necessarily, but the company. They knew how they were treating him. They knew how he felt.
And
they knew there was a chance.
Yeah.
Here's the question I've been asking.
They knew he was on his way out. They knew it was a matter of time before he'd say fuck it. And
here's
just
the question I've been wondering for a while now.
Otherwise, there's no legitimate explanation as to why you wouldn't take him and put him in the gold
recently,
costume.
Recently, David came out and said, the reason why I left Power Rangers is because the production crew and everybody behind the scenes were harassing me for my sexual orientation.
Yes.
Were the actual people, Jason David Frank, the guy who, Johnny, who plays, were
okay,
they giving him
because
a
because he seems to still be friends with them.
I'm thinking that they were okay with
I'm
it.
I'm going to think that while it might have been
probably
awkward,
time.
It might have been awkward because it was the 90s.
Yep.
But I don't think they were shitting on him like others.
The people who were behind the cameras.
Because he still seems to be friends with David.
Yep.
And he still seems to be friends with Austin. And he still goes to the cons and whatnot.
Yep.
And talks with Walter. And does photo ops with them. And
he was at the premiere of the new Rangers with everybody.
All the original ones that are still around.
And that makes me feel like it's not just a paycheck. Because he left. And he has the kind of moral fiber... He's the kind of person that said, I can't do this anymore, I'm leaving.
And
he never came back.
That's probably why it happened towards the end of this.
And you know what? I know that they made nothing in pay.
Oh, yeah.
But David seemed to really like being Billy, in my opinion. I think the only reason why he left was because he was being harassed.
It was. There's no doubt in my mind.
Money-wise, you know... Eventually, he might have made more. I think he would have stayed on for Turbo. If everyone was like, you guys hear that fucking David's gay? Who cares? And like, okay, I'm just letting you guys know he's gay. And nobody harassed him, and he was able to, you know, come and go freely and fucking not be harassed for liking dudes. I think he would have been on for Turbo. He might have stayed for at least Space.
He might have been. I believe he, and you know what? I'm going to say something right now. Because of the character trope that they designed with Billy... Billy would have been awesome in Space. He would have been one of the coolest fucking characters in the whole goddamn show.
I'm guessing if the bullshit didn't happen, Billy would have been the gold.
I really do.
They probably would have made him gold.
So. But I think that they knew what was happening behind the scenes, and I think that was a memo passed down from the higher-ups that said, don't write him in as the Gold Ranger because we're having issues with him.
He's having issues.
Because he might have been coming to HR and saying, what the fuck, fix this. And they were saying, what the fuck, stop sucking dick. Because they were just as shitty as everybody else.
The 90s, man. It ain't like today where people still look down on you being gay, but it's much more acceptable.
Right. So, like, what I'm thinking happened here was they didn't give him the gold power because the higher-ups said, we know that dude is leaving.
So... After Tommy's like, I know a guy. Episode ends. What's the next episode, Bill?
A Golden Homecoming.
Now, this episode starts off with everybody... They cut off all communications.
Has anybody heard from Tommy?
They cut off all communications. They can't morph right now. They can't beam out.
They aren't close enough to teleport.
They can't communicate with them because they don't want Mondo tracing them.
Yeah.
So what they do is, after that, it pans over to Tommy. He's in the desert.
He's
walking with a man in a with a bandana, sunglasses,
right,
and a trench coat.
Right.
Oh, and short hair.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
So in which case it couldn't be David.
Now.
Yes. But as a kid,
we didn't know who.
I would say that detail escaped me as a child.
As a kid,
the hair.
Dude, this was 96. I was only 6 years old. This, no, I was 8 years old. This, I wasn't paying attention to, I wonder who that is. I'm like, oh, the new Gold Ranger. And he comes out, and I'm thinking, okay, they're really bad at this. Trying to hide his face. But when they were like this, when Tommy and
you could see
some guy were back to back and they were looking.
But not when we were kids.
You saw the side of his face.
Not when we were kids.
That was Jason.
I remember when he walked into that room and he took those fucking glasses off. I remember saying, holy shit. Like when I was a kid, that blew my fucking mind. I was like, that's
Red Ranger.
Yeah, I was like, the fucking leader. The fucking leader.
And then, so then they escaped.
It makes sense how he can kick so much ass on the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it made perfect sense. Oh, I was like, that is exactly who I would go get.
I don't know if you guys paid attention, but when they were fighting the cogs, you heard Tommy's,
"Hit-it-sit-ya!" Can you imagine?
The other,
if you heard, you listen carefully.
Yeah, he does that.
Yep, okay, as a kid, I didn't nothing clicked, but now I heard it, and I'm like, oh.
First punch he threw, I was like, that's Jason.
It is Jason. Every one of you guys has a noise you make when you hurt. Like if you're trying to hide
Can
Tommy,
you imagine?
You couldn't hide
Tommy. Can you imagine for even a second?
Unless
if he'd have said, I know a guy, and he'd have left, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have come back, and there'd have been some dude with fucking dressed in white, wearing a long trench coat, leather, sporting a bandana, wearing sunglasses, a couple of piercings.
Oh shit, he's got a gun!
And then, when they walked into the command center, he'd have been chewing gum, and he'd have taken his glasses off and said, and it would have been Skull.
Oh.
I probably would have shit a brick.
I think everyone would have.
I'm like, this dude has no fighting talent at all.
Not till he morphs.
But he had to fight those cogs. And as we saw, that person knew
something.
I'm just
saying, if nothing else had panned out and they had to pick somebody from staff,
And you know what? I hate to say this because it's body shaming, but they couldn't have done Bulk because he was too big.
Skull would have been too thin.
He would have
been more believable than Bulk.
Let's look at Rocky. I know, but Rocky and Adam are not.
Yeah, they're kind of small guys, too.
Jason, at this point.
Here's the thing, though. We've just never seen Skull do anything. If all of a sudden after that there would have been some social awakening and he just started doing katas and kicks and shit.
Bulk would have been sad because now he's with fucking Stone doing their pointless storyline.
Right. It would have never happened, but can you imagine if they could not have sold the contract and they had to go with somebody that was on staff? And the only other guy they had that they gave mystery to, like, who could it be? Could it be David? No, because he's fucking, we can't get him to sign the contract.
Fired him.
So he's fucking fired. Could it be fucking,
could it be Billy?
Could it be Billy? No, because he's probably leaving the show. Who else did we?
We have that asshole ex-boyfriend. Put him to the side. We might. Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe.
It would either have to be asshole ex-boyfriend, or it would have to be Skull. They're the only other two guys that were mysteried.
What about Stone?
He was never mysteried.
I know, but what about Stone?
Wait,
could you imagine that?
Wasn't there?
I thought there was at least one other person that they were referencing.
I thought there was one other person.
Ernie.
No.
Unfortunately.
No, that would be fucking amazing.
Unfortunately, we know that he's no longer with us.
He died, too, because of his size.
He had a heart attack.
Yep.
Unfortunately, body shaming, they weren't going to put him in the suit. He was kind of a big dude. To be a Power Ranger, you got to be thin.
But yes, Jason came back.
Became the Gold Ranger.
Well, I wish the Green Ranger came back.
And then, at the same time, they also let us know that evidently there was a power coin for the Zeos.
Yeah, additional for new Zords.
Now, Zordon mentions this in an earlier episode when he hands out the Zeo stuff. He says, these are your morphers. What he did was he repurposed the morpher technology because they needed a way to tap into the crystal. They didn't know how to do it, so they repurposed the morpher tech, and they just used that. But evidently, the morphers would have worked.
Well,
because if we didn't have it, all we had was the crystal. But there was a second part of the crystal, which was utilized.
Which were like clear coins.
Yes, and they were utilized by a different race. They weren't on our planet, but there were Zeo coins.
And
the Zeo coins have a set of different Zords.
So
and
we also got to mention why they needed other Zords. The Rangers went out to fight. Jason joined them shortly.
Because the Zords they were using were built on Earth, and they were built by human technology, and
the
human
monsters,
technology could no longer stand up to
it. And the monsters had a new coat
of
armor.
Yeah.
And
now the Zeo shit that we got from the coins is alien tech.
And basically, when they went back to the... After they called their Zords, they get...
Just like Mighty Morphin, that was alien tech.
Yep.
It was created by Ninjor.
Yep, and they
who was some Ninjor! Sort of mystical alien being.
So,
who, by the way, is gone?
Gone
because of stock footage, but because of storyline.
He's got bored.
He's going to be replaced in this series anyway.
But that's not Ninjor. So what happened to Ninjor?
He went home.
He went to sleep.
Did he just go back to his cave?
Yeah. He's like, oh wait, the ninja power's destroyed. I tried.
Yeah.
Well, back to doing what I was doing before you found me.
Right. But I'm going to go live in that bottle again.
But these Rangers, they were going to summon their Megazord to fight this big monster. Fucking, they teleport him back to the command center. They're like, sorry, Rangers, the Megazord you got sucked now. That thing will kick your ass. Here's a Deus Ex Machina.
Oh, and also, just like we had remember, but not 100% Deus Ex Machina, in a way this plays into the storylines that we have put down in our own continuity.
Our
show has theorized that the Green Ranger is actually the leader of the Mighty Morphin, and that the Green Ranger may have been Zordon years ago, and he led the Rangers, and then so-and-so happened, yada yada. Now, in the same aspect, in the same belief that the leader is different from the rest of the pack, the Gold Ranger shows up. The coins cannot be activated
without the Gold Ranger.
Without the Gold,
Gold
Ranger,
Ranger
utilizing
has to activate
the scepter.
The coins.
And later on, this is told to us again in Time Force, when the leader is removed from the pack, the morphers don't work.
You have to have all five more. Time Force works as... You look at all the Rangers before you. They worked in a team, right?
Yeah.
The Time Force crew have to be a team because they tried to morph when their leader died and they went to the past, found Wes, but they're like, eh.
He's not good.
He's
work.
An ass.
Yeah.
I was going to say, didn't the Wild Force have like four Rangers at first?
They
two?
Did, and they found the Wild
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Who we all love very much because he'll kill us if we don't love him.
It's true. He's my favorite.
He is, absolutely. I can't wait to see his show.
Yep,
it's fantastic.
Easily. We're looking forward to it. Don't stab us.
Please don't stab us. but in Time Force, without all five morphers on a wrist of a person, they couldn't morph, and the bad guy was like, oh, look at this. Can't morph, bitches. And then Wes comes, Deus Ex Machina. I don't give a fuck if that's not how
it proper. Is.
He's like, I'm here, guys, random. I just decided to show up, and now we can morph. And that's it.
So, by a lot of the continuity that we've laid down, these gems, these coins make sense. The coins would have worked with the morphers, even though we've already gotten rid of. The coins would have plugged into the morphers and just taken the spot of what we were already using.
Now, so they get their
and the Gold Ranger would have activated them because he's their leader.
So now they get their new Zords, and these are the Zords that if anybody has watched our review of the Robos, we didn't really like these things.
The shapes are so dumb.
We said that the Star was not the worst, nor was Rocky's.
When he becomes the actual big robot, I don't like the shapes robot.
No.
Oh, and once again, let us address the dicking in the room. Adam once again gets dicked. Yes, he does.
He's not.
The other Rangers get to fly, shoot lasers, do jump kicks.
Adam swims.
Adam swims slowly underwater.
But when they combined, he is no...
And he looks like a 1960s fast food takeout box.
Okay, yes, he got... Okay. But when they combined, he didn't get dicked there. He's the shins. Rocky's the dick.
Because... They wrote his character shitty.
You would have thought they wrote Adams. He's been bull dick. He's got minivan coming up.
But Adam's got more plot.
Adam is...
But no, he got... In terms of their Zords that they got, he got the shitty one again.
He did.
He got the shittiest. It's the big,
fat,
boxy, I can't dodge I swim slowly. Oh, and by the way, we are going to utilize that Zord once. It's only one monster underwater.
No,
he already swam down there and punched it.
There was two.
Was there two?
There was two.
Okay, he'll swim twice in in 50 episodes. He'll swim twice. Great Zord.
Great Zord. Now he continuously
dicked.
He continuously gets shit. You were the lion. Now you're a frog.
The other guys shoot lasers and like weird
Rocky,
Care Bear
Rocky,
stares.
Rocky and Jason are up in the air, fucking kicking ass and shit.
Right.
Rocky's got this a badass gun. He's like, I might be the dick.
Adam does go up there towards the end when all the Zords are flying off.
He does, yeah. But what I'm getting at is that the other Zords have these rockets where they fly up and they get to fall down shooting lasers and fly up and like fight in the sky.
He's a big
and then
Mac
the
box.
The other two guys. The pink and yellow, they do Care Bear stares that, like, annihilate monsters.
Adams is a McDonald's Big Mac box.
And he's a 1960s McDonald's Big Mac takeout box, painted green, that swims twice. The purpose of the Zord is to swim in the water and punch things.
His is a very aquatic one.
And how many aquatic monsters do we have?
Not very many.
We have horse hose. And that
drill monster.
Drill guy.
I think only the drill one.
But
was
only
the
drill one, he fought underwater.
Right.
Because they already took care of the hose horse.
There's a future one that goes underwater.
Yes.
All right, that's fine. So he gets two.
Two
a
times.
Possibility of a third if they would have given him that Zord sooner.
Yeah, if horse hose had been around when we got the Zords, he could have fought horse hose.
The next one? Because we already know.
Which, by the way, that dude's name is like Leaky Faucet.
It's Leaky Faucet. What's the next episode? Because we already know how that episode ends.
So fucking bad.
Next episode.
We are on Mondo's Last Stand.
Ooh. This is the episode.
Let's not talk much about this. Let's just point out that Mondo has a sword that if he uses it, it will kill him. And he's so fucking dumb that he uses it. And it kills him. Mm. Who fucking saw that coming? I don't know. His wife, his son, and himself?
He's the one that mentioned it.
He was like, if I use this sword, it's so fucking powerful, it'll straight up kill me. And they were like, maybe you should use it. And then the wife and the kid was like, maybe we shouldn't. And he's like, I think I'm going to do it. Ting, ting. Oh, shit, I'm dead.
Tanya even, once Zordon explains it, Tanya's like, man, Mondo must be desperate.
And dumb.
Okay, so.
So, yes.
He dies.
Dies.
He is defeated.
Okay, to be fair, they do mention that the Machine Empire can never actually be defeated. Because if they are destroyed, they get rebuilt.
But sometimes it takes a while.
As of right now, he's defeated.
So, a dumb Mondo is dumb. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Next episode.
Bomber in the Summer.
Now,
oh God.
This is the episode. Now, we need a new leader for the Machine Empire. Who else to take over but
Louis Kaboom.
And this is also where a biker gang was introduced.
Yes, the biker gang. Ernie decides that he wants to move the juice bar to the beach.
Yeah, because now we have the summer break bar.
Yep, and
I found it weird. It's like when it started and I heard motorcycles, I'm like, Kamen Rider? Kamen Rider?
Because now... Yeah, because now you're like, oh shit, is this happening? No, it's not happening.
And then, so these random biker guys with no personality whatsoever.
Oh, and a chick
decides to...
A chick who Jason...
Jason will end up dating her, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Even to the point of leaving the series with her and never coming back, except for
appears to have...
Yeah, then he comes back in the Turbo movie, and it looks like he's dating Kimmy. We pointed out that there's some weirdness to that episode, how he shows up.
I
wonder
how much of a time difference is in
between. How does Tommy feel? Tommy's dating Kat, and Kim comes back, and he's like...
How should he feel?
You broke up with me through a letter.
I guess he could play the dick boyfriend game like the other guy did, and come over and be like, hey, this is Kat, my girlfriend.
She's also a ranger. What are you, a gymnast?
I wonder how much of a time frame there is between the end of Zio and the start of the Turbo.
It seems very instant, but we imagine that it shouldn't be.
Because at
the end of Turbo going into space.
And I get that too, because the one girl disappears. The biker girl will disappear. but by that movie.
He's with her.
We pointed out that it seemed awful bizarre that they showed up, and some of the stuff that was going on, some of the background information we were picking up on, makes it feel like they came back together.
So there might have been quite a bit of time.
So anyway.
And to be fair, the Machine Empire had just been destroyed, so now we've entered a time of peace. Maybe a year went by.
Okay.
And we don't know
what
happened.
We'll go ahead and say that.
We'll get there when
we get there. We'll assume a year, but
we'll look at them and we'll make our arguments.
Yeah. So random bikers come, destroy like $5 worth of damage. I don't know. They didn't really do much. They
get off our turf, man.
They threw some sand at people. Ooh.
Yeah, I say, who gives a fuck? 12, scent of a weasel. Moving on. 13, the lore of Auric.
Oh.
This is where we figure out that somehow time hiccuped and her parents do exist here. And that she also grew up in our time and is not an ancestor, but Aisha's the ancestor now because Zio.
And some fragment that helps him out.
But let's talk about the start of this episode. Very Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Did you see that dude?
Yeah, I know.
With the whip?
I know.
I'm like, dude, because I completely forgot that was her parents. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
It's her parents that should not exist in this time, that grew up and lived in this time.
You could be a ranger. Has amazing whip skills. Oh, Harrison Ford has a problem with this.
Oh, wait, there's this guy with a sword.
Babylon.
So anyways, they find Auric, and Auric is dumb.
He tries to talk things over instead of fighting.
Well, he's like, I will only help people that are good. And he's like, I'm good. And he's like, I'm on board. And then the Rangers are like, I'm good. And he's like, that's impossible because that guy just told me he's good. So fuck on you.
So there can't be multiple good?
Nope.
One good.
Kill you with big sword.
Please don't. I'm good.
Bam, bam.
No, good.
Fucking hitting your.
There's more than one good in the world.
Fuck you, shape sword.
Oh, I'm a McDonald's takeout box, bitch. You lucky we ain't in the water.
That's right.
I do some slow swimming and
and punch.
And then while all this was going on, was it Tommy? He was like, I got a key.
They teleported the key to the...
Who went and got the key? Anyways, they get a key, so now Auric's a good guy. And that's really all we need to know about the ridiculousness of this. And by the way, I don't understand how the key was sent to...
The command center? Because they teleported to the command center and Billy had it.
I also don't know how... It seemed very much like her parents had been lost on an island for years, and then somehow she got a note from them. Like, if the postal service runs to the island, why are you still stuck there? I don't understand what's going
on. Pigeon mail.
They'd be like, can we get a ride back with you?
No, only letters.
Only mail.
Only letters.
We've been here for years.
Sorry.
Ooh, I'm so sorry.
You can send and receive, but you can't. No, sorry.
I have only room in the truck for...
Boat's only so big.
Boat's got mail.
They're like, dude, I'm fucking Star Future Chair. Dick!
You're just like Xavier! What's the next one?
So, we now go to the Ranger who came in from the gold.
That's a horrible title. Ooh,
I was getting very sleepy at this point.
I'm trying to remember what this one was. This wasn't the one where Jason's powers start cutting out, where he's running away from
I think so.
All the cogs, is it?
I know that was at the beginning of the last one, so...
Huh. Okay, do you remember the jokes on Blue?
That was the last one I watched, but I was so fucking tired at this point that my
You're
mind...
You're not remembering it?
No.
Okay, what about... Where in the world is Zio Ranger 5?
This one, okay. Tommy is trying out one of these Sea-Doo things that apparently his uncle has a lot of.
Okay.
And gets zapped by Prince Sprocket and kidnapped.
Okay, that's right. Because, yeah, he
then
disappears.
The Rangers keep trying to
Wasn't
find...
he on the lake or some shit? Like in the boat? Yeah. And okay, so
ski-doo things.
This only okay. So
this
okay,
starts an arc. So
yes, where in the world is Zeo Ranger 5? All in all, is unimportant except for the fact that Tommy gets kidnapped. Now let's go to King for a Day 1 and 2 because that's where Tommy is brainwashed and plays the bad guy again.
Well, at the end of the where in the world is Zeo Ranger 5?
Yeah, he becomes,
it shows him in the chair struggling.
Right, and then this King for a Day is when he's the bad guy, and they convince him that he is captain of the...
His power and some of his memories getting transferred to one of the monsters that is supposed to be one of Prince Sprocket's main bad guy.
What person. I remember is that he is convinced that he's the king of the Empire...
Yeah, Prince Sprocket.
And that
like,
he tries to destroy the Rangers, basically.
You are a king of the Machine Empire. You've been battling the evil Power Rangers for years.
And then they save him basically through the power of fucking heart and love and friendship and hugs
and what was happening when Bulk and Skull accidentally
two parts that I liked about all this. One, I liked the idea that it kind of brings up past continuity with the fact that Jason says,
I'm not going to lose Tommy again.
I'm not going to let this happen a second time. I liked that. I liked the idea that we were jumping into continuity that said...
Yeah, because remember Tommy being a bad guy before, now he's being bad again. But
well, that's one thing that jumps into past continuity, but I like how Jason still believes that it is his fault...
Because of the green candle.
That the green candle went full circle, that it happened, that he lost the powers.
Yeah.
Because I think he's under the impression, I think Jason beats himself up for the loss of the Mighty Morphin powers. I think somewhere in his mind, he believes that if he could have saved the Green Ranger, we would have never needed a White Ranger and would have never lost the powers and would have won against Zed. I think somewhere in his mind, he believes that it's a cascade of events, that losing the Green Ranger is what led to the White Ranger, is what led to them losing their powers. I think he sees it like a falling staircase.
I could kind of see that, but it also makes you wonder, what would have happened if he didn't lose him?
Well, see, that's just it. I think they could have beat Rita before Zed ever showed up.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, because losing, having, like, band-aiding his powers and working, and, like, a lot of that turmoil that they went through, you could probably say it's Jason's fault. It's not. It's nobody's real fault.
Jason tried as much as he could to save the green candle.
Right. It's not like he didn't do what he could. It's just that he was also given a nasty decision. It was... He could lose all the Rangers and possibly save the Green Ranger power, or he could sacrifice the Green Ranger power and go save them. And it really wasn't much of a choice when he came down to it. He wanted to do both, but if he has to pick one, sorry, Green, you're gone, because...
I think the Star Trek term can be used here, the needs of many.
In a way, yes, because really, yes, you could have saved the Green Ranger, but can you imagine if they'd have lost the other Rangers and he got just the Green and then all we have is Tyrannosaurus and Dragonzord?
I mean, that would have been handy with the Dragon Red, but...
but I don't know how much we could have won.
Yeah.
Because... It would have been like Dragonzord, and then later with the Thunder Powers, you could have had the Ronin guy, but the Ronin guy would have had none of his armor, and eventually they'd have just been outmatched.
Yeah.
He chose the right... He made the right decision.
The one that he... The only one he could have done at the time.
Right. But I think that this still bothers him, and it's with him now.
Yeah, with
now.
A situation like that, you can see why, so...
And then the Bulk and Skull thing is going on, and that's the second part of this episode that I truly enjoyed. Episodes.
What was the creature guy's name that was?
Oh, I can't remember his name, but he's a prisoner,
like some weird alien type lizard, type
lizardy
thing.
Dude.
He was there and he helped them. He was like, "What? There's like three things we gotta do.
Yep,
we gotta destroy the shield generator, destroy the mind thing that's going on, so that nobody else can suffer what everyone else has gone through, and third." Get the fuck out of here.
There are a lot of people that say that when this episode gets going, it makes no sense that... Like, they understand it's comic relief, but they laugh and make fun of the fact that Bulk and Skull were able to fight their way across the cogs.
And they did. That's why I wonder about it. It's like, Bulk and Skull actually put up a good fight against the cogs.
Here's why.
Even though it was comedy.
It was. But I promise you, this makes sense. It's very strange, but this actually makes perfect sense. There's a legitimate reason why Bulk and Skull would be able to fight and make it through a cog attack. They are an artificial intelligence, but the cogs are not. The cogs are programmed pawn soldiers that are told, very simple understanding, if guy reacts this way, you react this way. So, they're probably trained, and they probably are downloaded with a plethora of martial arts knowledge that says, when this guy does this, your best reaction is this. If this, refer to this. And that's how their AI probably works.
Plus, they might be set on capture mode only.
But you know how they're not programmed? Fight against Jackie Chan antics. That is not downloaded into their database. So when Bulk and Skull start kicking over barrels and rolling across stuff and throwing clothespins,
and when Bulk tries to lift something,
they don't know how to fight that, and their AI system would register, grab him.
But how many people can sit there and say that they fought Jackie Chan, because that dude is all over the place?
But that's what I'm getting at. Since that's not in their database, and they're very obviously an AI program, not an actual AI like the rest of the Robot Empire.
No, Sprocket, they can only Queen, do Mondo. The one dude, I always forget his name, with the little guy.
These cogs can only do what they've been programmed to do, and they were never programmed to deal with that.
I just wonder how much training and rehearsal those two went through for this sequences.
Oh, to actually do their first official real little fight scene thing that they do? Because, they do actually go through the motions of an actual choreographed fight. Goofy, but it is something they actually would have had to have done.
But it gives them something else other than the stupid bumbling idiots, the stupid detective crap that has gone nowhere.
Nowhere.
I'm sorry.
And Reed and Zed return to help.
Oh, fuck, they did.
Yeah, he's right.
They teleported the Rangers to the arena.
Because the Lord Zed was like,
I can't believe I'm saying this. We have to
Have to help the Rangers because
Power Rangers.
As it stands right now, we put in all this fucking time, and the machines are about to win, and you know what?
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
I think this was more like, I used to have a big palace and be all scary and shit, and then a fat robot came and bombed my shit and took my home, and I live in a Winnebago. Fuck him. How do we fuck him? Oh, well, you know, he's just about to win. Nope. No, he's not.
Let's put all of our resources in and help the Rangers.
Yep.
We'll deal with that later because you guys are still my enemy.
Yeah, it's not that I like the Rangers, but you know what? Right now,
we have to
him.
Help them. We have to help the Rangers.
The Rangers
right now.
Never came up to my moon sphere and take my home.
Right.
Well, they not never, in this dimension.
Yeah, I'm not cruising around Winnebago Zed because of the Rangers. I'm cruising around Winnebago Zed because of Mondo. So you know what? Fuck Mondo. And then they're like, well, Mondo's actually not in charge now. It's Lubega. Fuck him, too.
It's the Machine Empire. That's the point.
Fuck all of them. I don't care what the consequences
the Machine Empire. After Mondo fell, in the 35th episode, the hands kept changing. For like five episodes, it was Louis Kaboom.
Yep.
And then it was these two...
It was a...
Couple. And the way that Rita described them, when she got to the lady...
Man, now that he just says that, I can't even remember who they were. But yeah, they came in for a while. They were like a robot...
Couple.
Couple, yeah, they were, yeah.
And Rita was disgusted with the woman. This is about how she said her name, which I can't remember.
I can't either, nor do I care right now, to be fair.
Yep, so yeah, Rita and Zed have no choice but to align themselves with the Rangers. If you want your home back, I'm not going to lie to you.
But anyway, yeah, apparently memories and love, yeah.
Yeah, that's how they win, is they fucking, they hugged it out.
Oh, wow. If only, you know...
Heart!
If only the real world could be like that.
Well, it was.
In Ranger Universe.
A brief mystery of time.
I I think this is an episode where it was like a Groundhog's Day.
Yes. Yeah. And if I remember right, I mean, it's okay, but it's definitely one of those filler,
yeah,
let's do a side adventure thing. 20 is, well, you know, you get the idea. Excuse me. Mystery to Me.
Oh, that's when they tried the murder mystery thing.
Shane, let's talk about the worst fucking episode of the entire season.
Think of Power Rangers with Clue.
No.
Oh.
Shane, I want to talk about the worst fucking episode of the entire fucking season.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Another Song and Dance.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, this is.
Shane, the Rangers...
Oh, it only affects two Rangers, though.
Yes. Two of the Rangers have a quote-unquote spell put on them.
Where they have to sing and dance.
Which one?
They have to sing everything. First off, Tanya. Okay, that's fine, because she's a fucking perfect person that is like 9'18", and she knows how to sing. She's a pop star, and she... Yeah, we're not even going to get into that again. But... The other person that gets cursed, Shane, is Jason David Frank, Tommy. And let me tell you something. Amongst his talents, singing is so fucking far away from talent. It is so over there, Shane. I have to sing stuff. And I actually just did better than he did. That's not a lie. I just raped his performance.
Okay. Your performance was bad. That must have been atrocious.
Dude, it is awful. Yeah. It is ear piercing. Dude, I got to this fucking episode.
Oh,
and
boy.
I let the first four verses pour out. And I was like, I can't fucking do this again. Skip.
And we will do the same.
Dude, it is so unbelievably fucking bad.
The only thing to look forward to with this episode is the outtakes credits.
That's kind of funny. Like when they at the end when they're fucking up.
Yep.
But oh, dude, this episode, skip the shit out of it.
I just saw this.
It is so fucking bad, yeah, dude.
We got four episodes left to talk about.
Yes, we are on Rangers of Two Worlds.
Yep. This is where
Art One.
This is where Billy
this
leaves.
Episode sucks a dick.
This is where Billy leaves, but ages.
Okay.
Sucks a dick.
Although it's nice to see the two set of Rangers battling.
I don't think it is. Here's why this episode sucks. One, in the last episode, Billy had enough. He fucking left. He's not here for this episode. They don't know what to do. They hire some old guy who didn't even fucking learn the character trope. He didn't even bother to watch the episodes. He gets none of the mannerisms down or anything. Throughout the entire episode, he's just some fucking old guy that claims to be Billy. As far as I'm concerned, fucking Grandpa... Oh, my God. Fucking Grandpa Amnesia wandered into the command center, and then he was like, "What the hell's going on?" And they were like, "Billy, what happened to you?" And he's like, "Sure, why the fuck not?"
Oddly enough, that's my name, Billy.
Yeah, dude, this...
It's the effect of growing up during that period where you were kids still.
Now, as if that shit wasn't bad enough, the Billy send-off can eat a fucking dick.
The only good send-off they had was at the end of the second episode, during the credits.
I don't think so, because... That was stock footage.
Yeah.
They cut around him, used an old image of Billy, and then hired some voice actor that sounded nothing like him to say goodbye. And distorted the voice.
I need to watch these episodes.
It's fucking bad. It's fucking awful. The only thing it does is offer it. This episode is awful, but it plays into the interesting theory that I brought up in the last episode, where because this fucking episode is canon and I have to do something with it, at least they introduce the Fountain of Youth thing, and that gives credence to my theory as to why that watch comes back many years later.
Okay. And him with the Aguatar woman.
Yes.
Okay.
So, that is in this episode. That works. Even though it's awful. Why is the team up bad? Because we used the Sentai footage. And 80% of the episode where they teamed up was out of costume fighting monsters. So we got a whopping less than 3 fucking minutes of fight that we could use. And half of that is the posing. Morph. Pose, 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 pose as it goes down the line. Then they're like, let's fucking fight. Some kicks, some punches, some kicks. We win. Let's move on now.
So we're going to have a better team up in space.
Yeah, this is fucking bad. Like, I think this is fucking awful. I hated this crossover. I really did. Like, at first I was kind of excited when I saw that this was about to happen. I was like, this is the first crossover of all of it. We've never done a crossover yet. Because in our American Power Rangers, we really couldn't.
Yeah,
because
it just...
Because they kept destroying... Yeah, we kept handing down or destroying power. So it was like, we couldn't team up. But here was our first opportunity to say, these guys exist, we've introduced them.
Yeah, because they're over in another planet.
Right! And these guys exist because this is our team. Crossover, fucking brilliant. It's got to be good. Here's 3 fucking minutes. And I'm telling you, you're lucky if it's 3 minutes. I would be surprised. If I timed it, I would probably be very disappointed.
Here's a question. Is this better than the Alien Ranger series?
It's shorter, which does piss me off, but in context to the Alien series would be better.
That's a goddamn blessing.
Because that's less alien.
That's a blessing.
In the long run, when all things considered, this episode being as terrible as it is, it's probably still better than that fucking series.
Oh, my mistake. Miniseries.
Yeah, because only 10 episodes.
It's like 10 episodes, yeah.
There are people that argue it's a miniseries and people that argue that it's the end of season 3, and who cares? We're not even going to deal with that. But yeah. All in all, these episodes are dick sausage.
Wait, shouldn't you say cock tease? Because the cock tease of 2 Ranger teams.
Like, it sounds so good. And when I saw the little preview for it, I was like, this is going to be fucking sweet. And then you wait the entire fucking episode, and they're like, fucking, let's do it. Yeah, it's towards
the end of the second episode.
It takes to the end of the second episode. He's right. And what they do is they're like, fucking morphin' time!
And they fight cogs. That's it.
Yeah, they fought. That's all there was. There was no monster. They fought some cogs. And before they fought the cogs, they were like, they just took the camera down the line and said, pose, 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 next. Pose, 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 pose. Fight for 2 minutes, maybe. Maybe. Episode's done. Crossover. Hope you enjoyed it. It's like when you buy a fucking comic book and it says that it's going to cross over with this and this, or that these 2 guys are going to fight, and you've been looking forward to it like a motherfucker, and it's one goddamn panel where they're like, punch! Oh, misunderstanding. Next page, we're a team.
Kind of like the fucking Yellow Lantern Superman fighting Sinestro.
Didn't that fucking piss you off? How much were you looking forward to a Sinestro versus Parallax Superman battle that lasted 2 fucking panels?
I was upset. I wanted more of it. I wanted to see these 2 go at it.
Ass!
Anyway, speaking of ass, why not get to the next
episode? We got 2 more episodes.
And speaking of ass, read the name.
Hawaii Zio.
Guess what happens that's most memorable? Cogs breaking up Ernie's little beach set.
Yeah, they like attack the summer break Ernie's. Yeah.
The beach juice bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ernie's summer break.
Okay. Oh, in hula skirts.
Oh, I'm done.
Oh, they really did. Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Well,
I can't. I'd somehow blanked that. I just fucking seen this, and I'd already been able to push that out of my mind.
Yeah.
And you gave me hula cogs all over again.
Well, look at this. This is obviously a filler episode for the final episode of Zio.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm about to talk about this fucking episode, too.
Okay. You ready?
So, last episode is...
The last episode of Zio. Good as gold.
Jason is dying.
Well, dying slash losing his powers, but dying nonetheless.
So they give the powers back to Trey. Now, here's where part of my theory comes in for why everybody caught up with Jason. Jason had the Mighty Morphin powers.
Yep.
He was augmented.
Mm-hmm.
The Mighty Morphin powers were damaged.
Okay.
I think the augments left his person, and he was brought back to a normal human level. Now, the other Rangers are augmented by the power of the Zeo crystals. Okay. Normally, I would say we can give this to Jason as well. But here's the reason I don't think it happened with Jason.
Maybe because the two powers are blending too much?
I think that Jason, because he is already a prodigy martial artist, he's already on their level. They're fighting him to standstills in the when they train together and everything.
He might have some residual Red Ranger energy still.
Well, here's what I think the Red Ranger energy is damaged on him, and I think that's the reason he's no longer augmented from that. But here's the reason I don't think he's actually augmented like the other Rangers in terms of the Zeo power, and the reason they're able to fight him, because some of these characters are not supposed to be on his level, but when they train together, they're able to stalemate him. Why can they do that? Because while they are still augmented, he is not. His powers that he inherited in this continuity that we built are not built for human anatomy. The reason the Gold Ranger power is killing him is because it takes the Trey power. You have to be three fucking people to survive the infusion of the gold power. So from the very first day he got it, he's not been getting stronger like the others. He's been getting weaker. The augment works in reverse for Jason. It is killing him. Which explains why people like Adam, I love him, but Adam is not supposed to be on Jason's level. And Adam can stalemate Jason.
Mm-hmm.
That's not supposed to be possible. Not by storyline. By the storyline laid down, Jason fights better than Tommy, has bested him on multiple occasions, and is a prodigy-level martial artist. And Tommy can beat Adam. And somehow Adam can fight Jason to a standstill. Why can he do that? Because the powers that Jason has are taking abilities away, not giving abilities to.
Was this a longer episode than the others?
No. And, oh, by the way, the way this episode ends, we got to beat up King Mondo. This is kind of cool. And they got to do something...
Not really beat him. It's more like somebody else blew them up.
Oh, okay, yes, yeah. At the end, that's true. But we did beat him. We knocked the crown right off his fucking crane. But anyways, what ends up happening in this episode that's kind of goofy?
They got giant-sized.
They got to grow. And here's the weird thing about that. They say, uh-oh, King Mondo and yada yada, growing, fucking big guys, we need fucking Zeozord power.
But meanwhile,
and
the re-established Gold Ranger is like, no, we don't need to do that.
Well, he says, and I quote, we don't have time. And then raises the staff and makes all the Rangers grow. I would have corrected him and said, no, he'll wait. Trust me, we've been doing this for a while. He'll wait.
Meanwhile, normal Jason is down.
Now
down
it's true.
By rocks.
It's true that the Gold Ranger doesn't get the same kind of grace that we have here on Earth. On Earth, there's a certain moral value, a structure here on Earth that says, if you're forming Zords, I will wait patiently.
Wait. Moral value.
Yes.
The same moral value that has 2 to 5 Zords battling one monster.
Yes. Here on Earth, if you are going to assemble your Zords, I will wait.
Because it is the polite thing to do.
It's the polite thing to do. And I'm a guest on your Earth. So I'm going to wait. Now, this little thing is not afforded to Trey. As we've seen, when bounty hunters don't wait, they just wreck that ass and get in on his... and fucking invade his pyramid and go in and chase... all kinds of crazy shit happens to Trey. He's constantly on the move. He's got cloaking shields and everything, and he's hiding in there, and he's constantly have to recharge power.
Most of the time.
And he's got fucking the Machine Empire and bounty hunters across the galaxy that see him, and they don't wait. They're just like, shoot that bitch.
And even Zed and Rita at the start of this episode also won his power.
Yes, everybody just wants to take his shit. So when he sees King Mondo, he says, there's no time. I'll grow us up. But really, I'd have said, no, no, look, man, look, they'll wait. Don't even worry, they'll wait, trust me.
Watch. We need Zeo Megazord power now.
And Mondo would have said, oh, shit, oh, well, hold on. And he'd have sat back and held his staff, maybe twirled
did they
it a
grow
couple
Sprocket
times.
Too?
No.
I think it was just King Mondo and some cogs.
Yeah.
So
the giant cogs.
So the cogs are about to go like, get them! And Mondo's like, whoa! Patience. They're forming.
Yeah, they're forming the Zord. And the Gold Ranger would have said, what the fuck?
On my world, you just kicked the shit out of me.
Right, this is bullshit.
But this the Gold Ranger that returns, he was summoning his sword for a long while, too.
Right.
What the fuck?
But in this one instance, we don't have time. Let me just grow us all up into giant men.
Basically, what this is you want to see something cool? You want to see what I can do?
You want to see what I can do?
He was like,
why couldn't we do that before? Oh.
Oh, because this power wasn't meant for Jason, and instead of making him stronger, it was butt-fucking his soul.
And Jason's down there like, kind of wish I had that ability. Oh, I wonder what that's like.
So Jason gets to be a background cheerleader for this entire episode, where he's like, yeah, guys, get him. Ooh, good kick. Yeah. That's cool. I'm going to go fuck this biker chick.
See you in Turbo Movie. I'll be there to be pointless.
Yep.
But Tommy and Jason share an interesting moment when they reflect on how, you know, Tommy, when he lost his powers, you know, psychological
that
was going through, and now Jason's going through it too.
You left to save the world in a different way. We brought you back. I thought about you to be another ranger. I'm sorry that it didn't last long. It was kind of a I'm sorry, it was kind of a cock tease.
Kind of a cock tease.
I'm sorry you can't be the leader.
Here's the strongest fucking power ever introduced in the history of Power Rangers. By the way, it's killing you, and you can't utilize half of its abilities. Because there's a third of the things that Trey does that Jason can't do, because the fucking power is not meant for him, and it's killing him. Trey has fucking Flash-level speed. You see it. When he first appears, he's nothing but blurry black lines that annihilate monsters. He can open the fucking staff and run, and just all kinds of speed force comes off of him because lightning goes everywhere, and as he runs across enemies, they just go, oh, fuck, we're dead as shit. He can shoot fucking orbs of death. Jason kicks and punches. That's it. I don't even... Does Jason even do a gold rush the whole fucking... Like,
I don't think he does. I honestly don't...
I think
remember.
After he got the power, I don't think he can do it.
I thought I saw maybe
and
one
to be
or two
fair,
times.
It's just
one,
it.
Maybe. Yeah, every... Yeah. Maybe if he's lucky sometimes. Yeah. But this motherfucker, the Gold Ranger's so goddamn strong when it's controlled by Trey that he can just do it to regular cogs. He doesn't even have to hold... Like, normally you save that shit because you use it once and that's like all your power and if you miss, you're fucked. No, he's just like... Fucking regular foot soldiers, it's time for a gold rush. I'm broke as a motherfucker. But Jason, he didn't get that.
So
Jason
Tommy,
got butt fucked.
So Tommy's like, listen, man, I'm sorry what happened to your power. I know what it's like to lose my badass Green Ranger power.
No, you got a little bit of time with your badass power. I just got to wear a costume that killed me from day one.
Listen, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It really is.
No.
Do you have powers?
No.
I lost mine, too.
The sad thing is...
You have powers right now, motherfucker.
The sad thing is this is how the conversation should have been.
Not only do you have powers right now, you've had multiple powers and will still incur more powers in the future. What do I get? Fucking Jason Red Kick for one fucking episode, like 2 years from now?
Listen. I also became the White Ranger and took your leader.
I'm going to go fuck my girlfriend.
Wait. I'll see you in Forever Red. When you'll get your powers back.
Somehow.
And then you'll go away forever.
You go away forever.
With that power and never use it. Bye!
Bye!
And that is Power Rangers Zeo.
That last conversation, it's not quite the same situation, Tommy. I get what the show tried to do. But it's not the same thing.
Listen, I was a badass ranger, lost my powers, became another badass ranger, lost my powers, became the Red Ranger.
Which is now the strongest form I've ever had.
Then I'm going to go to Turbo.
Because if you look at the progression of the Red Ranger, he went from... Because he fights Mondo earlier. We didn't really mention it. We skimmed past it. But he fights Mondo in an earlier episode, and he gets tossed around like a bitch. He can't even land a punch. And then... come to the end episode because the powers do nothing but make him more broke every day.
You can sit there.
He whops all over Mondo, and Mondo doesn't even have a fucking chance.
And I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think this is his strongest form, and I'm going to show you why. We'll get to it later when we get to Dino Thunder, and he goes through his dream sequences. He was always the most powerful in his Green Ranger
form.
They
make it look like that because of fan nostalgia, but the truth of the matter is that the White Ranger power, by our continuity, and this is fucking wrong, but the White Ranger power is supposedly stronger than the Green could have ever been.
That's why the Green beat his ass.
It also can never be corrupted or destroyed because it was made from fucking power.
That's why it got destroyed. So lost to Green Ranger, got destroyed. Something that it can't do.
Its Zord also lost from one tailspin without even turning the tail on.
Yes, most powerful.
And the Dragon Zord literally walked through its final attack. But, because Zordon says so,
it's wrong still.
And the Dragon Zord is still in the ocean lake.
Yes. And then the Red Ranger happens, and the Red Ranger progressively just got more broken. He does more powerful shit as the episodes go on. He just gets more broken and more broken and more broken broken.
I get your fan nostalgia for when he has to fight his past Ranger forms. And he whops on his Zeo form. He whops on his White Ranger form.
And then he gets fucked by the Green.
He gets beat up by his Green Ranger form. I've always thought that if you pit the Green Ranger and the Gold Ranger together, you would see a magnificent fight.
My actual personal opinion is that the Green was his strongest appearance. But
my favorite,
by the storyline laid down, if we are to believe what the Zeo energy does, the Red Zeo is the strongest form he ever held.
And when he got to his Black Dino Ranger form, he was more experienced.
Yes, that's not the same thing as power, that's wisdom.
He was,
and sometimes wisdom can make you seem a lot more powerful.
Yes. Except for the odd accidents that happen.
Getting trapped into a suit, having the dream sequence.
Yeah.
We'll get there because Dino Thunder wasn't a bad series.
Getting invisible accidentally.
Oh my god.
Listen, there are bad things about that series, but I do enjoy actually going back through it.
We'll talk about it. We'll get there.
In 6 years. But we'll get there.
In 6 years.
But should we try and rate this?
Oh, yep. Yeah, we just finished a series, so we're supposed to rate the series.
So
out of a five?
Yes.
Out of a five.
Actual important episodes?
There were probably at least half the episodes that were important.
I think that storyline-wise, Zeo is handled better than anything we've seen up to this point.
I agree with that.
I really do, because there's a lot that happens in Zeo. There's a lot of storyline, and there's a lot of continuity, which is not something we're used to in Rangers. In fact, the Zeo crystal itself is continuity from the last series that transfers in. And even the background continuity of things like Goldar and Rito.
Yeah, them still being around somewhat.
Yes, even that comes into play.
All right. So here's
and by the way, King Mondo's a fucking moron. I can't believe I didn't mention this, but when the purse monster shows up, King Mondo demonstrates a move that he will never use again that does not make any fucking sense to me at all.
What's that?
He combines the two monsters, doesn't he?
No. When the purse monster is about to win, King Mondo...
He puts the purse monster in an altered planet dimension?
Yes. King Mondo says, I don't like that fucking thing. And he opens up a vortex over its head and fucking throws it out into the ether. Fuck him.
Wow.
Now, there's some storyline shit that gets to bring him back. But if King Mondo can just do this, why are there six Rangers on the planet? Why not gather them up, fight some cogs, and say, fuck on them. Invasion force.
Oh, and just because I don't like your fucking Deus Ex Machina shit you pull on every episode, fuck the command center, goodbye.
Nope, I just put another, because he can also do other weird stuff, like he put
a barrier
shield
around.
But you can't, oh no, Billy's gone. Yeah, you can do it. Bye.
What I would have done immediately is I said, are there fucking six Rangers down there? No, I'm tired of this bullshit, I'm not losing again. Put a force field on that shit, put cogs down here, force field on the command center, cogs go down there, cogs are like, beep, beep, fucking this, and six Rangers go out to fight them, and like, vortex, they're gone, we're done.
And now the other...
Them bitches in the middle of deep space somewhere.
But now Zordon...
Now let's go build our invasion force on Earth, because we won't make it if we try to fly
there.
Serpentera batteries.
Turbo wouldn't have happened if that happened, but remember, Zordon has a trick up his sleeve. He has one ranger.
Yeah, he has one ranger that he's never told us a goddamn thing about.
One ranger that's in space.
Andros.
Technically, he has two at this point in time.
Oh, yeah.
Because the accident probably hasn't happened yet. It probably happens around the beginning of Turbo.
Andros is out in space, and that
with the other guy.
The Silver Ranger.
Yes. I'm sorry, I don't remember his name.
Yeah, when we get to space, which is after...
Turbo.
They get turned into pizza.
No, they get put
and it's
into
delicious.
A pizza.
No.
It's delicious, Shane.
Yep. I will be on my phone, probably.
It has mushrooms.
No. Well, I'm going to give Zio a 3.5, and here's why. While I thought Zio had some really good episodes, some strong episodes, it brought Jason back, which was great.
And Billy 2.0.
I also had a lot of ass. And I'm sorry if you listeners like Bulk and Skull, they're pointless. At least in Mighty Morphin, they were portrayed as the goofball bullies.
They do a couple of things in Zeo, but yeah, they're important.
Most of
their importances.
98% of their shit,
yes,
is them being just pointlessly stupid.
Their importance factor has dropped exponentially.
And they will continue.
Right, I was going to say, if I remember right, in Turbo it gets even worse.
It will continue to plummet.
No, Turbo is the worst.
No,
I mean
for Bulk and Skull, because I think that's when they turn into
I think they get turned into monkeys, and then for like a couple of weeks they'll be fucking invisible, and like they're basically written out of the show, basically.
You said Lightspeed Rescue was the worst show that Power Rangers has produced so far. But Turbo, I think Turbo's the worst.
No.
You think Lightspeed's worse?
I'm dead fucking serious. I can't wait to watch Turbo.
All right, well, Turbo's the second worst.
Because Turbo, I'm promising you, I'll make it through Turbo. I made it through Turbo. I didn't like it. I was like, God, this fucking sucks. But I made it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. That other fucking show, Lightspeed Rescue, it took me a long time to watch that fucking series.
And you have to do it again.
You know, for me, the Zio, along with, I think, the last part of Mighty Morph Power Rangers, had one thing that I loved most, was the credits outtakes.
No, I did like those.
Yeah, it was fun to see that stuff. Now, on top of the great plot detail episodes, it does make it good, but...
It is a good series. Zio is a good series, but like I said... There's a lot of pointlessness with Bulk and Skull.
All the filler
I do
stuff
not
is...
like the Machine Empire. And because, in my opinion, they are a very weak villain, you need a strong villain to make a strong hero.
But I'm going to give the Zio 4.
Give it a 4?
I'm going to give it 4 for Volume 2.
All right. What about you, Bill?
I gave it a 3.9.
Okay. I was the weak link here. But it's fine. I thought it was good. 3.5 is over average. It's a good show. It's a good, solid show. If you're a Power Ranger fan, I would say check it out. Zio is good. Because the hater raid hasn't begun yet.
Which gives this a 3.8. It's a very solid series.
It's very good.
Especially for Power Ranger standards.
So, with that...
We are done with Zio, and now we have to go to Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
And then,
Future Chair! Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.